Hello, Emmanuel. My name is Cody Gardner, and I am honored and humbled to have been nominated as one of your deacons. For those of you who do not know me, I have been at Emmanuel since 2009 with my wife, Ashley. We have a 10-year-old son, Grayson, and a 7-year-old son named Solomon. And we have a little girl on the way who's due November 17th. We don't have a name for her yet. As I said, we've been here since 2009, and it is an honor to be nominated, and I would like to share my testimony with you. I was born and raised in Southern Illinois in a small town called Carterville, and I grew up in a Christian home. It was not a typical Christian home. I grew up with my mom and her parents. My mom had me when she was 18 years old, and I never knew my father. But my mom was a believer, and when she had me, it really caused her to dedicate her life to the Lord. So thankfully, I grew up with three Christians in the home. And in that context, I was actually baptized when I was four. At that time, I remember my mom talking to me about Jesus and hoping that one day I would believe in him. And I believe it was really a response to that, wanting to make my mom happy and believing in God, that I had no reason at that age to doubt what was being told to me. So I believed in God, believed Jesus was who he said he was and who my mom was saying he was. But it was really out of a desire just to make her happy. Just, she said, "I hope you believe in this one day." And I was kind of like, "Well, why can't I just do that now?" And I'm pretty sure she led me in a prayer, and we went to talk to the pastor at the church I grew up in. I was at that church, here in First Baptist Church, from when I was one until I moved to Louisville in 2009. But at the time, the pastor, there's really no vetting the belief of a child. We just went into the office and told the pastor at the time that I had made a profession of faith, and so it was set up that I would be baptized. And so I grew up believing I was a Christian and believing I was a good Christian. I took pride in being honest, being an honest and well-behaved kid. And it wasn't really until I was 12 that I began to question that. We had a revival, one of those scheduled revivals, which is not a good word for it, but when an outside preacher came in to preach over multiple sermons over a weekend. And I believe it was his last sermon on this on the Saturday, or I'm sorry, on the Sunday night, that he preached on not everyone who says they're a Christian truly is. I believe his text was Matthew 7, not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven. And I don't really remember all that was said. I just remember that after that sermon, I really began to question my faith. Was I really who I said I was? Was I really a believer? And I really wrestled with that for a week. And during that time, and I realized that I wasn't. I was a sinner who had sinned and who deserved punishment for that sin. And I needed Jesus' forgiveness. So it was on the drive home from church the next Sunday night that I told that to my mom. She did lead me in a sinner's prayer, but it was at that moment that the Lord saved me. And I had grown up reading the Bible, and that they say we really gave a new desire to really read and understand the Bible, to tell friends and others about Jesus, and kind of grew and walked in that new birth for the next couple years. And then from there, when I was 14, I remember visiting a different church out of town. And I heard this wonderful sermon on the grace of God from the beginning of Romans. And the Lord really placed in me a desire to share that message with my youth group back home. And so I remember returning home and speaking to my youth minister, and he is still a dear friend of mine. His name is Courtney Hill, and telling him like what I'd heard and that I wanted to teach. And so that was when I taught my first Bible study. And had an opportunity to teach occasionally for the next couple of years, and began to talk with my family and with Courtney about whether I should pursue ministry as I got older. And when I was 16, I distinctly remember listening to the song "Show Me Your Glory" by Third Day as I was falling asleep, and felt this confirmation that I wanted to spend my life telling others about this glorious God. And began to tell people that I was called to the ministry, and continued to teach youth quite a bit. I had the opportunity to preach at my home church several times and throughout the rest of high school and into college. Even served as a youth minister at a different church for about a year in college and was just planning on going into ministry, full-time ministry as I got older. And through that, the Lord led me to Louisville. The way that happened was I met my wife Ashley when we were in high school, and we started dating our senior year. And through the Lord's providence, she actually ended up going to U of L, and I ended up staying in Southern Illinois and going to Southern Illinois University. By God's grace, we dated long distance those 4 years of college, and when we both graduated in 2009, we got married and moved to Louisville. And that is when we discovered Emmanuel. Ashley discovered Emmanuel in end of 2008 when Ryan preached a sermon at the Baptist Campus Ministries the day that Obama was elected president, and he preached on God's sovereignty in politics. And Ashley was like, I need to go to this guy's church. And so that's how she found Emmanuel. And then we began attending, became members in October of 2009. And I started going to seminary into 2010 with kind of the assumption that I would just find a ministry job when I was done, but I didn't really know what I wanted to do. And in about 2012, and at this time, for those of you who weren't here, Emmanuel was a lot more transient than it even is now. There were a lot of seminary students that were here for a few years and then going off to church plant or going to the mission field, and that's wonderful. But there was this feeling of there's not enough people here at Emmanuel to hold the ropes for everyone that's going out. And so I remember Pastor Ryan, even from the pulpit, many times talking around that time of wanting long-term Louisvillians, both people from Louisville that are saved and joining the church that will be here long-term, and just people here long-term. And I began to pray and talk to Ashley and say, maybe that's us. I feel like we are supposed to stay. And I graduated seminary in 2015, but did not seek out any ministry jobs and decided that we were going to stay at Emmanuel and serve in whatever ways we could. And I've always wanted to hold that loosely and know the Lord could change that. And ministry has not gone the way I expected, but I have learned so much in my 15 years at Emmanuel that ministry is not a job title. It's not a job description. It's what all believers are called to do. And the Lord has really humbled me in my years at Emmanuel, from, I think, the cocky feeling called to ministry teen that I was in my late teenage years into coming here and realizing that there are many faithful men of God, and I have a lot to learn, and I still have a lot to learn. But I am thankful for the time I've had here, and have really sought to just serve in whatever ways I can, whether that be leading the financial team, which is just coordinating who counts the offering each week, making sure that it gets that's counted in a with integrity, always making sure there's two people there, and so that the cash can get in the vault and the checks deposited immediately and it all categorized correctly. And I've been doing that for about 8 years, I think. And over the years, I've gone through the pastoral apprenticeship. I'm currently mentoring there as well. I've co-led a GCG for a few years with Michael Lombele, and I've had the opportunity this past year to begin teaching some in adult discipleship classes. And I just love to serve the church, and it's even better if it's behind the scenes, to be honest. But I am excited to see, Lord willing, if the vote goes through, to see what even more ways I can serve in the role of deacon. And I really desire to see Emmanuel become even more Christ-like, continue to see people saved in the Louisville and around the country and around the world. And I want to be able to help meet needs where they rise up and really see the glory of God spread throughout our church, throughout Louisville, and throughout the world. And if you don't know me, if you have any questions about my time here at Emmanuel, about my testimony, please track me down. Look at my number on Breeze. Give me a call, shoot me a text. I would be happy to discuss it with you. I love you, Emmanuel, and thank you for this opportunity.